Time for our monthly update from the Wyoming Game and Fish Department. Director Brian Nesvik joining me live over the phone today. Director, we're finally getting some sunshine over here on the western side of the state. How are things over on the east?
Yeah, you know, it's been similar, but it's certainly been a march with been a little bit of moving air, you might say, and but warmer than normal. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, appreciate your time as always, Director. I wanted to start with the elk hunt season. You know, as minimal as the, of course, the deer hunt was with how things went last winter, the elk hunt was the exact opposite. Sounds like a record breaker now that you've had a chance to tally up the numbers.
Yeah, absolutely. The message from our elk harvest survey is elk hunting is very good in the Cowboy State right now. And last year's harvest results showed that we had record number of total overall harvest, about 29,000, and then I think we had right around 13,000 cow elk harvested. So pretty darn good year.
And you know, just looking at some of these numbers, Director, it's the elk populations are continuing to thrive, and so you can probably expect this type of harvest moving forward for the next foreseeable future, correct?
Yeah, I really do. I think specifically in the eastern part of the state and parts of the Bighorn Basin where we've got over objective elk herds where we're getting very aggressive, I think we're going to continue to see harvest increase. And really we need to do that in some of these herds where we're far above our management objectives.
Director Brian Nesvik this morning on the weekday wake up on SBI Radio. Let's take a look at the mule deer herd once again. It looks like some recent studies and analysis just released where the health of the herds are in different places around the state. Let's start with the Wyoming range over on this side and tell us where mule deer are at currently right now.
Yeah, unfortunately, but I think as expected, they're population wise, they're at their lowest number that we've measured in a very long time since we've been keeping records, at least over this last 30 years. And so, you know, that I think we expected that. We're, you know, hovering down around a third of what we had a year ago. Fawn numbers were low. Again, we expected that after last winter. But the good news is that particular herd and those habitats and the migratory nature of those deer make that an extremely resilient herd. And all the pieces have kind of fallen into place. I mean, we couldn't have prescribed a better year since a year ago. We've had, you know, record moisture last year in a lot of that country, and then a pretty average to mild winter this year. And so there's going to be a lot of groceries out there for those deer, specifically the fawns and the mothers. And I think we're going to have a really good fawn crop. And the recipe is just right for, you know, as fast of a recovery as we could hope for with the kind of declines we saw last year.
You know, Director, one of the things that is mentioned in this study, it mentions disease specifically. When you look at the herds, of course, you touched on it, the winter and the rebound from the mortality rate. But otherwise, the overall health of the current numbers, I mean, it seems to be good, right?
Yeah, very good. You know, we have disease concerns with CWD mainly in most of the rest of the state, but the prevalence in the Wyoming range is very, very low, which is good.
It's Director Brian Nesvik this morning on the weekday wake up on SBI Radio. Director, let's touch on shed hunting season, getting into that time of year with the snow melt. What are things looking like date wise for shed hunting?
Yeah. So it'll, for residents, it opens up May 1st and in your part of the world over there, west of the Continental Divide. And it starts at 6 o'clock in the morning there on May 1st for residents, and then non-residents can start May 8th at 6 in the morning. New rules this year. The legislature passed a new law last year that separated or gave residents a head start, and then also changed the requirements for non-residents to where they have to buy a conservation stamp in order to collect shed antlers in that part of the state where we regulate it, which is essentially west of the Continental Divide and south of I-80 east to Laramie. Is kind of that line kind of goes up from Laramie and crossed I-80 around Rock Springs or the Continental Divide, and then goes north. So everything on the west side and the south side of that line is that area where this applies. And so Yeah, that'll kick off here in about a month, a little less than a month.
Excellent. Director, another thing coming up for the Game and Fish, and 2 weeks from today, in fact, is the Game and Fish Commission meeting, which will be in Riverton April 16th and 17th. Looks like public's invited to attend. It will be streamed online as well. Maybe some of the items that you expect to be discussed in the upcoming commission meeting.
Well, I certainly expect there will be discussion and concerns with elk seasons and making sure for those folks that are interested in and making sure that we're aggressive with harvest, that there'll be some interest there. We will also, I know, I hear about every day people's concerns around the state with mule deer, and I'm sure we will hear from all sides on people's perspective on whether we should even have deer seasons in certain parts of the state. So I would expect those two to be probably the most we hear from the public on, and that's to date, that's what we've heard most in the comments that have been submitted to this point. And we've also done several meetings all over the state, public meetings that we've actually seen a little uptick in attendance, which we're glad to see. And we've been hearing a lot of those same themes from the public around the state.
It's Director Brian Nesvik, Wyoming Game and Fish Department. Director, anything we missed you would like to touch on today?
No, just glad to see spring's here, and don't forget that spring fishing in Wyoming is pretty darned incredible, and it looks like most of the state snowpack is either normal or a little above. We got a couple pockets where I'd like it to be a little better. We still got a month left to build some of that snowpack, but boy, spring fishing around the state can be pretty phenomenal, so I encourage folks to take advantage of it.
Absolutely. That's Director Brian Nesvik, Wyoming Game and Fish. As always, Director, appreciate your time.